A 95-story skyscraper under development in Chicago is making room for the wind. The engineers of the new Vista Tower noticed its three conjoined towers were going to pick up so much wind that the building would sway back and forth, possibly enough to make its future inhabitants feel sick. To solve the problem, the architects opted to leave the 83rd story of the building empty, creating a tunnel for the wind to rush through nearly 1,000 feet above the street. We're joined now by one of the designers of that project, Juliana Wolf of Studio Gang Architects in Chicago. And Juliana, tell us how you settled on this solution.
Well, it wasn't just us, I have to admit. We had a great team of engineers working with us. And during our design phase, one of the steps we take is to do wind tunnel testing. And we did that for the Vista Tower as well. And during wind tunnel testing, the results that came back showed us that we had to mitigate the wind forces via several measures, really, that we could develop further. And we tested different options. It was shaping the top. But the most effective one was actually doing a blow-through floor, which means taking out a level within the tower. And it proved to be very effective, and it worked well with the design. So that's the strategy we moved forward with.
And if you weren't to do something like that, how much would the building sway?
It would sway. It would sway enough to make people uncomfortable, potentially nauseous. It of course depends on how strong the wind blows. So it's not a constant sway. It's not a constant movement. But during storm, there certainly would have been a level of movement that would make people too uncomfortable that are within the tower.
And these blow-through floors are showing up in other tall buildings, including the 420 Park Avenue Tower in New York. Do they completely get rid of the sway or just to some degree?
They get rid of the sway to acceptable levels. There's actually a norm that dictates what is acceptable. And there's a little movement always, but it is at a level that does not make people uncomfortable.
Now, if you've got to take a floor out of the building to do this, you're going to lose some money, right? I mean, you could fill that floor with apartments or offices or something like that.
Yeah, that is true. I'm sure the developers would have rather kept the floor there, but it is one of the wind mitigating measures that had to be taken. So they understood, of course, that that was the case.
Now, you added this feature after the project had already been submitted to the city for approval and its plans made public. Do you have to go back and change anything else about the design in order to accommodate a blow-through floor?
Well, actually, what was interesting is when we implemented the blow-through floor, it was as we were at a point where we made the facade, a facade that went from a slanted facade to a stepped facade, which resulted in a design that was a step design of various layers. And this blow-through floor now is one of these layers. So it's a horizontal band that fits really well within the overall design of the building. That kind of banding actually is made even more visible with a gradient glass that the tower will feature. So the color of the glass of the various levels will change. Blue, green tones similar to the colors of the lake. And so the blow-through floor is one of these bands. So we are actually really happy with the way it it becomes part of the overall tower design.
Do you think the fact that you have to do this says that we're building skyscrapers too tall in a windy city like Chicago?
I don't think so. I think there are to deal with wind forces is a very common part of tall building engineering. And the blow-through floor is one of these measures that has a great effect. There are other measures that are also very common, which is, for example, to have mass-tuned dampers, really a pool filled with water that mitigates the sway of the tower. So there are different measures, and the blow-through floor is just one of them. So I don't think it means anything about going too far.
But when it comes to the pool filled with water, there's going to be one of those in this building as well, right?
Correct.
At the top?
At the top, that's right.
And what does that do exactly?
So what happens is as the building sways one way, the water kind of lags behind and has a different phase of movement. So it dampens the sway of the building.
But you can't swim in it.
No, you cannot. I guess you could potentially, but no, definitely. It's a closed volume.
That's Juliana Wolf, who is a principal at Studio Gang Architects, which designed the Vista Tower, which is expected to open in Chicago in 2020 with a big blow-through floor and a pool you can't swim in on the top. Juliana, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.